In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, in the Gospel for today, we hear the same word repeated 7 times. Modicum. Word that can be translated for a little while. Modicum et ja non videbitis me, et iterum modicum et videbitis me. The Lord said, a little while, and you shall not see me anymore. And a little while, and you shall see me again. What are the meaning? What is the meaning of the words of our Lord? A little while, and you shall not see me anymore. Our Lord was speaking here about his ascension into heaven, that in a little while, he was going to go to the Father, which meant that soon the apostles would be deprived of the visible presence of Christ among them. But the Lord continued and said again, Modicum et iterum videbitis me. My dear disciples, it will just take a little while. Just a little while, and you shall see me again. Meaning, you shall see me again soon in the glory of heaven. So my brethren, our Lord wanted to console his disciples. And we have to know that his words are also meant for us as well. Our Lord calls our life here on earth modicum, just a little while, because it will not last forever. It doesn't matter how many years our life may last. 1, 2, 3, 40, 70, or more. This life is just a little while, a short time, if we compare it to eternity. So our Lord wants to encourage us in the trials of this life. Whatever we may be going through, whatever we may be suffering, my brethren, it will just be for a while. Sickness, poverty, misunderstandings, rejection, persecution, solitude, temptations, you name it. All sufferings in this life are just for a little while. And if we carry our cross, if we persevere in our faith, in our hope, and in our love for God, after the struggles of this life, we shall be received by Christ in his kingdom. After the modicum, after the little while of this life, we shall have the great joy to be with him in heaven forever. Our Lord says in the Gospel, Amen, amen, I say to you, you shall lament and weep in this life, while the world will rejoice. You shall suffer, yes, but I tell you that your suffering will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, suffers because her hour has come. But when she gives birth, she forgets the pain because of the joy she has that a child was born. In the same way, you will suffer here below, but I tell you that I will see you again. and your heart shall be filled with joy. And this joy, no one, nothing, will be able to take it away from you. These are the words of our Lord that we read in the gospel today. So, my brethren, we should never despair in the trials and the difficulties of this life, whatever they may be, even though they may be very heavy and they may seem to be very long, yet these trials will just be for a while. Listen to the words of the Apostle St. Paul. The sufferings of this life are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is waiting for us. The truth is that the more we suffer, the more we participate in the passion of Christ. And the more we participate in His passion, the more we will come to participate in His glory. And that's why the saints, they didn't run away from sufferings. Why? Because they knew how precious sufferings can be. The saints, they accepted their crosses in union with Christ. And through their sufferings, they were able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Through their sufferings, with their sufferings, and not without their sufferings. Through the cross. When God allows us to go through some suffering, my brethren, we have to know that the divine providence knows what it is doing. God knows what we needed to go to heaven. That's what St. Peter says. It is through many tribulations that we shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. With our crosses, through our crosses, by our crosses, we will get there. So when we have to face suffering in our lives, we have to remember this word, modicum. It will just be for a little while. It will just hurt for a little while. So my brethren, with the help of the grace of God, let us bear our crosses with courage, with joy, keeping our eyes in the prize that's promised to us. If we persevere, my brethren, if we persevere in carrying our crosses, we shall see the face of Christ in the glory of heaven. We shall see Him again, and then our hearts will be filled with joy. And that joy of heaven, nothing, nothing will be able to take it away from us. Modicum, just a little while, and all our tribulations will soon be over. So, my brethren, persevere to the end. It's just a little while, and after that, eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.